Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Tyrus, what do you think about that? Van Jones praising the president because the president has engaged in criminal justice reform. It seems to be a pretty historical measure for the president.
Well, I think, first of all, Van Jones is I don't agree with him on a lot of things, but I have a tremendous amount of respect for him.
Mm-hmm.
And across the board, yes, he is always adamantly disagreeing with the president on certain things, but I always felt that his disagreements were done with a sense of class and still respect. He always referred to him as Mr. President. You know, he didn't disagreements. But he's also been one of the few, like, when he calls it like he sees it, when the president does a great thing, he gives him credit for it. And I have a lot of respect for him for being that way.
Yeah.
And it is. Like, and here's the thing. If people would stop spending so much time trying to fight and, like, pick apart everything that he says and his banter, which is, I would argue, is 95% showmanship and just how he keeps people tuned in each week and look at the actual things he's doing, the work he's doing. He really is. You can make arguments about the tax reform and all that kind of stuff, but he really is looking at the people that are struggling probably more than our past two presidents, which is surprising because you would think that President Barack Obama would have done more prison reform stuff, or even, you know, and ironically, Bill Clinton was the one who got the three strikes going. So I think there, when you do things like that, now there's a dialogue. And that's part of fixing the divide.
Do you think that the criminal justice reform, I mean, this is something that Jared Kushner within the White House has pushed President Trump almost even out of his comfort zone, I would think, regarding how he was going to address this. But Kim Kardashian has talked about this. Kanye West has talked about this. Is criminal justice reform a sexy enough topic that the folks that feel like they're not paid attention to from either side of the aisle when it comes to something like that, do you think that this will make its way into the general public's knowledge and understand that this is something that the president did do that was positive?
You know what? Not just that, but of course, Jared Kushner has a vested interest in prison reform. I think when things are passionate to you and they hit close to home, in his situation, his family has to deal with incarceration. Mm-hmm. So it's more passionate for someone like him. I think sometimes I don't put a lot of weight when celebrities get behind anything, because we really haven't heard from Kim Kardashian ever since she got the lady that she was infatuated with that wrote this letter. She hasn't really done much after that. And sometimes a political stunt by a celebrity is just that. I think it's more about the people on the ground and the fact that he stood up there in a bipartisan group in a time when obstruction and just hate and pretty much just whatever he says, they refuse to work with him. He was able to pull a group together, and it helped a lot of people, a lot of families. We'll sleep a little better tonight because the president was willing to put maybe his own personal beliefs aside. You know, he's from an older generation, and they have different views on when it comes to, like, drugs and alcohol and things like that. So I really think it was a great day for his leadership. I don't know if he's going to get a lot of credit for it, but he should. You know, they want to focus on him being in a bad mood opposed to, like, yeah, he was in a horrible mood, but he just helped literally millions of Americans.
Yeah, I've been watching that. The folks on CNN have been showing a lot of Donald Trump saying that he's pissed at everybody, and all the photos that they show of him have, like, half of his face darkened out, like, very shadowy, very menacing looking. Let's talk about that for a second, but I want to do it in the vein of this clip. This is Michael Avenatti talking.
First of all, I want to thank the hardworking men and women of the LAPD for their professionalism and their work. Today, they had no option in light of the allegations. Secondly, I have never struck a woman. I never will strike a woman. I have been an advocate for women's rights my entire career, and I'm going to continue to be an advocate.
Now, Tyrus, when I played that clip earlier in my show, I was like, that was the cliff notes of exactly what Brett Kavanaugh said when he was giving his testimony. How in the world do Democrats or does the mainstream media or do we reconcile what we're hearing from Michael Avenatti today?
Okay, first of all, I hate to laugh at somebody when they're down, but I'm sorry, that was a Nelson laugh from the Simpsons. I think his behavior with the jury's still out as far as whatever happened between was it Ford and him? Like that's something that I won't ever touch. But the Avenatti appearance with the ridiculous unsourced allegations that were 10 times worse than the actual issue that he was willing to take public and, of course, was refuted. And he basically got Kavanaugh confirmed, because if it wasn't for that show, it might have been a lot closer outcome, just because you don't know and whatever. But he has just – my beef with him, with Avenatti, is I feel like he used – Stormy Daniels and stepping stone, and the fact that, you know, she's a porn star is irrelevant. She still had a situation. The situation was settled. She was given money, compensation for her. She agreed to it. She signed to it, and he convinced her that she was going to get more. She convinced her that he was going to take this fight for her, and all he did was get himself on TV, get himself in this situation, and then she got stuck with legal fees. She had to pay the money back, and she says, hey, Trump's legal fees. So, and he dropped her, like, we haven't seen him with her, you know, and they continually got in court. The judges were like, stop going on TV. And he wouldn't stop, because it wasn't about her. It was about him and his axe to grind with Donald Trump. And even, let's say 2 weeks from now, this comes out that it was all it was fabricated or whatever. The Democratic Party is not like the Republican Party. Allegations is a death sentence. He is dropped. He had fundraising stuff with Vermont, I believe. They canceled everything. Like, he's off. Like, he's done. Like, the Democratic Party is the party of PC, and just the fact that you are alleged to do something is good enough for them. So he's kind of shot himself in the foot. His speech, I just feel like, I wonder how he feels right now being accused of something in the public eye, and whether he's innocent or guilty. That's not for me to decide. I'll wait to see. But I put a tweet out there. His formation of slime ball is complete, because even as bad as tough as he was on Cohen and President Trump and anybody with them, none of them were ever accused of felony domestic violence.
Mm-hmm.
Like that means that there's physical signs of abuse. I mean, it's felony, which means that. So good luck to him. I hope he's got a good lawyer. I hope he can afford his legal fees. I'm sure there'll be a GoFundMe page.
Sure.
And again, I'm not, like I said, it has nothing to do with him being a Democrat. It has nothing to do with that stuff. He literally is the epitome of that ambulance chasing lawyer who recklessly and shamelessly ran a woman's name through the mud. And not that, you know, you can make, well, she was a porn star to begin with, so people are going to think whatever they're going to think, but she's a human being at the same time. And he basically did her a tremendous disservice, and the entire country is, she's now back to stripping again from working with him.
Yeah.
That's who he is.
I've seen, I live in Illinois and work in Missouri, so I cross the Mississippi River every day and go past an area where there are some strip clubs, and I've seen her billboards up that she's coming to town. Like, she's certainly still in that line of work. And I'm sure she attracts a lot more people now than she did before. But I think it's interesting what you said about how all these times Avenatti was trotting himself out there. This was never about Stormy Daniels. And he also called him a slime ball, which is a very accurate way of depicting who this man is. He doesn't get to be that person. He doesn't have the opportunity to become what he's become without this mainstream media clearing their schedules to prop him up, just because he's useful. He's a useful idiot in the sense that he is saying things that CNN wants to have on their screen that they don't want to say themselves.
Well, look what they're doing to Pelosi.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party gets the House back, right? But the mainstream media, specifically CNN, doesn't want Pelosi to be the chair. They don't want her to. So they are literally making a story up. There is no one in the Democratic Party who has come out and said, I'm running against her. No one. And they're like, today their top story was 17 Democrats vow to vote no. Against who?
Yeah.
Like, there's no story there, but they try to. This is the perfect example of it. It's once they decide they don't want you or they like you. Like, just to go back real quick, how they talked about Trump was in a bad mood. It's because, unfortunately, the White House is full of moles and leakers and despicable, un-American people who don't respect the office and don't protect the president. Mm-hmm. I guarantee you, when Obama lost the House and Senate, it was not a happy day in the White House.
Yeah.
I guarantee you, when the Republican Party put the bolts to him and made him reduce Obamacare and take out things and basically turn himself into a liar to the American people, do you think that was a happy meeting that day?
Yeah, not at all. And
no,
it shouldn't be.
Because people run to CNN, has the little moles in there, and they come back and they got all these great stories. Well, he's in a bad mood, he's horrible. They spent maybe 5 minutes total on prison reform.
Yeah, yeah.
And they spent 12 hours on he's a bad mood, he's pissed,
yeah.
He's going to fire people.
People are tired of it, too. I mean, CNN's got the people watching that want to watch. They need that. It's like heroin.
It's a reality show.
Yeah, but, I mean, I think you could tell by the ratings. I mean, certainly Fox News is always putting up the panels, and there are always multiple voices and perspectives heard on those. Obviously, the opinion shows lean right every time, but when they have panels on, you do have the opportunity to hear both sides of the aisle in Fox News, and I don't see that on the other networks.
Well, they also have a huge umbrella. Like, I am literally, everything with me is down the middle, case by case, and I don't care if you're my president or not. If I don't like something you did, I'll speak on it, and if I like something you did, I'll support it. And if I don't understand something, I'll ask a question. That's my common sense approach. That's my lane. That's where I fit in the Fox family. So, and I'm not as hardline as some of the other, but they're like, there's a home for Iris here, and there's a home for everybody here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Juan Williams probably has the toughest job in cable TV, because every week he shows up and he's a hardcore Democrat and liberal, and he pushes his thing, and he's never once been silenced. He never took him off the air because they disagree with him.
And he's not disrespectful. And I mean, I think he seems like a really lovable guy that I would be like, you're wrong, you're wrong, you're wrong. But still a very kind, good human.
Yeah, he's a great family man. He's got tremendous stories. Like I said, I've been on the five with him. I don't agree with him, but when he talks, I listen.
Mm-hmm.
Because out of respect and the fact of what he does. And that's the one thing I do say, the one thing that is great about being a part of the Fox News family is that there is room. You can have disagreements. You can literally not like somebody, but it's a big umbrella, and not everybody is on the same page. Like, there's not going to be a big issue. Like,
that's America.
That's 100%. Great call.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you a quick question before I let you go, because next Thursday we won't be talking because it's Thanksgiving, and I'm going to celebrate with my family. You're celebrating with yours, I'm sure. What does Thanksgiving for Tyrus look like?
So I work hard. I train against the cookie monster that is me.
Yeah.
But Thanksgiving is my day to let my hair down and embrace the itis. Chances are there's going to be 3 full plates. There's going to be a nap on the couch watching a game. Someone will try to change channel. I will wake up immediately and say, hey, I'm watching that.
You observe the football by osmosis.
Yeah, there will be probably a plate that has lemon meringue pie.
I was going to say, I know you like pie. What are the pies?
Pie. My rule has always been get everything. And I love Thanksgiving. It is my favorite holiday. You can keep Christmas, New Year's. Just don't mess with my turkey and my sweet potato casserole and my mashed potatoes and my stuffing and the green. I can go on and on. Like, it's literally the love affair of my life.
What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for the food, number one. number two, I'm thankful to have a day just to, like, celebrate. And I usually look at Thanksgiving as, like, I look back as it's kind of my marker. It's like, is this a good year? Can I say this is going to close out a good year, that I've had a positive year? And some Thanksgivings where I'm... weren't so thankful, but Like this year, I have a lot to be thankful for. So that's why I'm trying to take time out. That's the one holiday that is kind of, I have one favorite holiday, that's Thanksgiving, and the rest of them I really, I'm like, eh, you know. But Thanksgiving is very special. Sorry, turkey, but you got to go down.
Well, I figured it would be as such. Well, we are looking forward to Thanksgiving next week. We won't talk to you next week, but we'll get you the week after that again. And we're really looking forward to seeing the Fox Nation roll out. Get your subscriptions now. You can go on Fox Nation online and see what Tyrus has in store there. And also, like, you just every once in a while, we'll be doing the show in here, noon to three, and we'll look up and we're like, hey, every time you're on the screen, we always point and smile. So we always say hi to you through the
telephone. You know what? Since I want to talk to you next week, I just want to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to be a part of your show. You guys reached out to me in a time when I was still coming up, and I appreciate that. So I'm very thankful to be a part of your show.
Well, Tyrus, the honor is ours. Thank you very much. We always appreciate talking to you, and the people love you. And we know that you're still on your way up. There's a lot more to go for you, and we are watching it closely, and we love every minute of it. So thanks, Tyrus.
Yep. Well, thank you. You have a great day and happy holidays.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to you as well, Tyrus. On Twitter, at Planet Tyrus. Go on Twitter and thank him. Tell him you're thankful for him. Thanksgiving.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.